blankets and quilts?
Yes.
What do you call it when somebody makes a bed on the floor and sleeps?
Pallet.
I'll say that again.
Call it a pallet.
Right. We can say when we're farming that we expect a big crop.
Yes.
We expect a big crop in that field because the land is what?
Good soil.
Low flat land that lays along a creek or a river.
Bottom.
A field that might be good for nothing other than grass.
It's poor ground, that's what I like to hear.
Suppose that some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time, what would you call that?
That's a wet spot in the field.
Well, land that you wouldn't even try to farm. It stayed so wet.
Wet all the time. Yes,
what would you call that land?
That's a wet spot in the field, something like that.
If it's close to a branch and trees and stuff growing in it, what would you call it? It was one between your house and Cousin Irving's. What do you call that land where nothing will grow but trees because it's so wet?
I just called it the lake field with land out or something like that to me.
It wasn't a field. Woods.
Wood, oh yes.
You ever call it a swamp?
After grew up, yes, swamp. Sometimes they'll turn loose and then wet field that we did. Grew up in a spot like that.
Have you ever heard of salt hay?
Salt hay?
Uh-huh.
No, ma'am.
I think it must grow over around the ocean somewhere.
No, ma'am. Sure.
What kind of soil, what are the different kinds of soil in a field? You have names for the different kinds of soil, like clay soil?
They have black and the gray soils and that, yeah.
You have another name for that gray soil?
No, there's another. Gray soils and black soils and that bit.
Uh-huh.
And red clay, you know, make it a little feel poor.
How about loam? Have you ever heard of loamy soil?
No, because I haven't seen.
Suppose they are getting water off the swamp. What would you say they're doing to that swamp?
Draining it open.
What would you call the... What would you have these people that drain off these swamps? They have to dig what?
Dig a ditch. Dug a big one.
What do you call a running water that's not big enough to be called a river?
Called a spring.
No.
Branch.
It's bigger than a spring, a branch. And what if it's bigger than a branch? What do you call it?
Just a stream of water.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Like that. Cabin what?
Creek over here?
Yeah, creek. Okay. Now, try this one. A deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water in the woods. A great old big deep place. What would you call that?
The ditching machine or something.
But no, it's one that God made. You know, people just let the land go to rack and ruin and these big old things. It would be, we used to stop them up in the fields. Rains would call these big old ditches.
Ditches, yes.
But what do you call it other than ditches? How about a gully?
Yes, gullies.
Now, what do you call the smallest stream of water? You know, people in different parts of the country call them different things. Now, what do you call that, the smallest stream of water around your house?
Branch.